Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. I'm Sarah, your host for today's episode.
And I'm Armin, your friendly guest. We're so glad you've joined us for a conversation that's going to open a lot of doors, maybe even some new passports.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into something super interesting, Dominica versus other citizenship by investment programs. Why is Dominica such a top choice, and how does it stack up against the rest?
You know, citizenship by investment has become a bit of a buzzword in recent years, right? People want more mobility, more options, greater security.
Exactly. And Dominica's program seems to pop up everywhere I look. So what makes Dominica stand out in this crowded field?
For starters, Dominica's got one of the most affordable minimum investments out there, as low as $100,000 for a single applicant. Compare that with some countries that require triple or quadruple that amount.
That's amazing. And I've heard the process is surprisingly fast, too. Some people get their citizenship within just 3 to 6 months. Isn't that right?
You're spot on, Sarah. The efficiency is a huge selling point. And let's not forget, Dominica doesn't require you to live in the country, learn a new language, or even visit during the application process.
That's a game changer for busy professionals and families on the go. And what about the perks post-approval, like travel and taxes?
Dominica's passport opens up visa-free or visa-on-arrival access to over 140 countries, including the European Schengen area, the UK, Singapore, and Hong Kong. That's a lot of stamps for your passport.
Quite the globetrotter's dream. And in terms of taxes, I believe Dominica doesn't tax non-resident citizens on their worldwide income, right?
You got it. And there's no inheritance, wealth, or capital gains tax either. Talk about keeping more of what you earn.
Now, let's play devil's advocate. How does Dominica compare to other CBI programs, like St. Kitts and Nevis, Antigua and Barbuda, or even the ever-popular Malta?
Great question. St. Kitts and Nevis is the oldest program and has a strong track record, but its minimum investment is slightly higher. Malta, on the other hand, is in the EU, but the process is more expensive, more complex, and takes longer.
Seems like Dominica really nails it with simplicity, cost, and benefits. Are there any downsides or things to watch out for?
Every program has its hurdles. Due diligence is strict, and there are always evolving regulations. It pays to use a reputable, knowledgeable advisor to avoid pitfalls.
Sage advice, Armin. Now, if any of our listeners are considering taking the leap, whether it's for more travel freedom, security, or new business opportunities, Dominica definitely deserves a spot at the top of their list.
No doubt about it. But speaking of hot destinations, why stop at Dominica? Let's switch gears and chat about another powerhouse, Dubai.
Ooh, Dubai. Now that's a city that's captured the world's imagination. But many people are surprised to learn just how many options there are for residency in Dubai.
Absolutely. Let's break them down. First, there's the superstar of the moment, the UAE Golden Visa.
The Golden Visa is a long-term residence permit available to investors, entrepreneurs, talented professionals, and even students in certain fields. To be eligible, you'll typically need to invest a certain amount in property or business or meet the government's criteria as an executive or scientist, for example.
The perks are great, too. Long-term stability, the ability to sponsor family members, and the freedom to live and work in the UAE.
Next up, we have employment visas. These are usually sponsored by your employer in the UAE, and they allow you to live and work in Dubai as long as you're employed.
Family visas let you bring your loved ones to Dubai, whether you're sponsoring your spouse, children, or even parents. Requirements include meeting minimum salary and housing criteria, but the process is quite clear-cut once you have your own residency set up.
For the dreamers and doers who work freelance, the freelance visa, sometimes called the freelancer permit, is a fast-growing favorite. Eligible professionals in media, tech, and design can secure residency and work legally in Dubai.
Each visa has its own application process and eligibility hurdles. Think documents, approvals, and sometimes a little patience for paperwork.
The Golden Visa process, for instance, involves proving your investment or expertise, submitting documentation, and waiting for approval from authorities.
For employment and freelance visas, you'll often need a job offer or a trade license, medical checks, and some basic documents, a passport, a photo, maybe an attested degree.
For family visas, add in proof of relationship and income.
Navigating Dubai's residency system can be challenging, especially if you're new to the region. There may be evolving regulations, language barriers, or confusion about the correct sequence of steps.
That's where expert guidance really makes all the difference. Practical tips? Always double-check your documents before submitting, stay up to date by checking official sources, and don't hesitate to ask for professional help when you need it.
Exactly. Using a trusted advisor can help you breeze through the process, saving time, reducing stress, and helping you unlock all the long-term benefits. World-class infrastructure, a vibrant business scene, amazing lifestyle opportunities, and access to a booming global hub.
Whether you're looking to invest, start a business, work, or make Dubai your home, understanding your residency options is the first step to success in the UAE.
And if you're feeling inspired to start your new chapter in Dubai or explore global citizenship, don't go it alone.
That's why Persian Horizon is here. With over 27 years of experience and a headquarters right in the heart of Dubai, Persian Horizon can guide you step by step, whether you're seeking the golden visa, business setup, investment advice, or global citizenship.
Visit PersianHorizon.com to explore your options and take the first step toward your future.
Before we wrap up, here's a question for our listeners. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? Let us know in the comments or hit us up on social media.
And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode or tell us what topics you want us to cover next.
Thanks so much for joining us. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep exploring, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Take care, everyone. And don't forget, your passport to new opportunities might be just a click away at PersianHorizon.com.